Vermont utilities have teamed up with computer scientists and weather experts to develop more precise forecasts of severe storm events. The project was unveiled today at a meeting of emergency planners in Waterbury. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the sophisticated forecasting software should also help boost the use of renewable energy in the region.
Utilities want precise early warnings of storm events so they can mobilize line crews ahead of outages. And they're getting it thanks to a computer project that's based on a predictive forecast model called Deep Thunder, developed by IBM.
We're seeing an increase in the frequency and the severity of storms in Vermont.
Tom Dunn is CEO of the Vermont Electric Power Company, which manages the regional transmission grid. He says more accurate forecasting not only will lead to earlier and more efficient responses to outages, it will also allow utilities to make better use of renewable energy. Take wind, for example. Two summers ago, some wind projects in Vermont had to be ramped down because the regional grid operator couldn't integrate their electricity into the grid, even at times of high demand. Dunn says some local transmission bottlenecks were partly to blame in those cases. But he says the grid is always trying to precisely balance electricity supply with demand. And in general, renewable resources can be harnessed more effectively if the operator knows in close to real time when and how much electricity will be available.
What we don't have as a grid operator is visibility or predictability as to what those resources are going to be producing on a sub-hourly basis. It's really what we need in order to truly both understand the value they're providing and then also allow them to be more successful in terms of seeing some of that value coming back. So I think as a grid operator, this capability that we're talking about through the Vermont Weather Analytics Center is particularly exciting.
In the meantime, probably the most immediate outcome of the work is more precise forecasts of storm damage. Jason Schaefer is Associate Professor of Atmospheric Science at Lyndon State College. He used some computer-generated animation to illustrate aspects of his research. The computer graphics showed a thunderstorm moving across Vermont in September 2013 and a number of places that lost power.
So we have a line of thunderstorms moving through. This is an outage that occurs. We're doing some analysis of events like this to try to build a model that can eventually better predict that.
The goal is to produce accurate forecasts up to 48 hours in advance and down to areas as small as 2 square kilometers across the state. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.